The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
On Willy Adames. Now, the meetings are going on right now in Dallas, Texas, right? I've seen some people post up about the winter meetings in Dallas, Texas. What will the Giants do next? Is Corbin Burns on your wish list?
I would go with Corbin Burns. I wanted Blake Snell. I understand why they didn't, and I understand why he wouldn't want to. It makes a lot of sense, but I think if you got Corbin Burns, even if you overpaid for a 4 or 5 year deal, I would do it. I absolutely would. I think he's an absolute stud. Having him and Logan Webb at the top of your rotation would be outstanding. Knowing that the last 2 years might not be great. They just might not be. But I would bring him in. And it takes so much less pressure for guys like Birdsong and Harrison and, you know, Keaton Lynn or whoever right. You want to put into the rotation. I know Roop is a guy that they're really high on. Tristan Beck is another guy. You got to have 7 or 8 starters ready to go in the bigs now. And I look at it now, it says Logan Webb. And I don't know where Jordan Hicks figures into this. I think he's back into the bullpen.
Yeah, I think that's his best spot.
But you need another guy to co-anchor the rotation alongside Logan Webb.
I wouldn't be mad at Jordan Hicks becoming a closer next season.
Well,
I wouldn't be mad at that because I don't know what's going on with Camilo Duvall.
Pretty reliable.
Ryan Walker was good. Ryan Walker was really good. I'm not mad at that, but I think his ideal role in the future, Jordan Hicks, man, I wouldn't be mad at that, but. On top of the rotation, you have Logan Webb. You have Robbie Ray. You have Kyle Harrison.
I totally forgot about Robbie Ray.
Robbie Ray's back. Totally forgot he opted about in. Him. And Robbie Ray wasn't bad. Now
he had a handful of starts.
He wasn't bad, though. Wasn't bad. Let's see what it looks like.
I'm weary on him. He's an electric player when he's on. I'm weary on him because he's coming off the Tommy John. You just don't know. It's unknown. And so I would be prepared. I would sign another frontline guy. And when you have the two young players, Birdsong and Harrison, same thing. You kind of just don't know. And I love Birdsong. I'm very high on him. Harrison, I'm a little more skeptical on Harrison, but both young players have failed to eclipse 150 innings in the big. So you need some more infrastructure. Ideally, the modern Major League Baseball season, you want to go into this season with 6 legitimate starters.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know if that's going to happen, but Robbie Ray, Logan Webb, I'm maybe a little higher on Robbie Ray than you are because I do think he is a contract year for him. He opted in, so he's going to be playing for new money here. The rumor around Major League Baseball, why'd you look like that?
Everyone's always playing for new money.
Aren't you performing for new money? Here on Radio Lovin', are you performing for new money? We all want money. That's what makes the world go round.
Yeah, I know.
Like Bitcoin's blowing up, Coinbase and everything. We're all performing for new money. We all want new money. We all want to be rich. We don't want to buy things that we couldn't buy when we were children or whatnot, man. That's, you know, unfortunately, that's the way the world works. Athletes, guys working in construction, you know, Ash Rocco's doing construction. He's performed for new money. He wants new money. He wants more money.
I understand what you're saying, but we act like it's an automatic motivator and they're going to play better. Like Debo's playing for new money and he's playing poop.
For a lot of guys, it is motivating. Look, a lot of guys, you pull a lot of players. Would you rather have the money or the ring? Taking the money. It's
Soto just proved it. Trust me, I'm aware. Well,
he's already got a ring, though. So now it's time to get paid, right? He's got a ring from the Nationals. He got his ring. He's chilling. I can go be the New York, be with the Mets and get paid. We're all playing for new money. But ask the Astros, who, look, they had a great run. Astros had a great run. But apparently, Houston Astros owner Jim Crane has not gone beyond 6 years in his offers to players. And it's pretty clear that if Kyle Tucker stays healthy, he is going to be offered big money, big years as a free agent next fall. So Houston has a similar, has a choice similar to Boston when they had Mookie Betts in 2019. Trade him for value this winter or next July or watch him walk away.
This would be the ideal move for me because he's a left-handed outfielder who could play either corner position. I'd have to know more about him defensively to see, because our right field is very unique.
He got injured last year, only played in 78 games.
He's a beast, though. That launch angle, he's an absolute monster. You know, I'd love to see him in this lineup. If you had a Ramos, Tucker corner outfield scenario heading into next year, I would trade Luciano. I'd be open to trading Doval. I would trade them Casey Schmidt because it looks like they're going to lose their third baseman, even though that's kind of like a throw-in. I would trade a lot of things. Like, for example, what are you doing with the young man Luis Matos? Because it sure feels like there's not a spot for him currently.
Well, he could be in a deal, too, because
that's what I'm saying.
Kyle Tucker, he had a three-year run here, and he's a young player who's finally cracked into that Astros lineup.
What's his
lineup.
OPS career?
Dude, well, OPS career 870. Awesome, right? So he had, check it out, his breakout year. I remember fantasy baseball.
I'll take him or Yordan.
Dude, his 2021, he had 30 homers and 92 RBIs, but he also added 14 stolen bases. 2022, you're looking at 30 home runs, 107 RBIs, and 25 stolen bases. In 2023, you're looking at 29 home runs, 112 RBIs, and 30 stolen bases. So he was a home run shy of 30-30. Kyle Tucker's a hell of a player. And if the Astros want to do business, then damn, I'll do it.
So if you went,
I'll do it.
If you went, like, and again, this is why I...
And by the way, Bryce Eldridge, since you guys are all talking about him, start it from day one, please.
Well, no.
Just start it from day one.
We'll see. We'll see what happens there. But, like, I keep coming back to, I feel like Goldschmidt's coming on a one-year deal. I just think that that's, like, one of the most logical things that could happen. You got him at first base teaching a Bryce Eldridge how to play the game. One of them is DHing. The other one's playing first base on any given day. And then you've got some sort of an infield of Tyler Fitzgerald, with Estrada, I'm assuming now as a backup.
Yeah, I want to upgrade that.
He's a backup.
Yeah, I want to upgrade
I'm
that.
I'm thinking it's Fitzgerald at second. Right. I think they're going to give Fitzgerald a long run at second base, and I want to see it. You got Chapman at third. You got, obviously, the new signing, Willy Adames at shortstop. I love Patrick Bailey behind the plate, but you probably need another backup catcher. And then your outfield with Jung-Hoo Lee, we'll see. Mike Yastrzemski and Ramos, if you could get one more outfielder, a legit, and that's why I like the Mike Trout deal, I would all in on Tucker.
Yeah, I'm not doing
all
that.
All in on Tucker.
I'd rather trade for Tucker.
But
Mike Trout's you want a prospect or two? I'm not selling a farm for Mike Trout.
Well, you're,
not
you're
money.
Taking on the contract.
Yeah, I'm not.
The one thing the Giants have at their disposal is money, right? And so they need to be able to flex their financial muscle here. And you have prospects. So like Wizen Hunt's in the system right now.
Trade
the left-handed
him.
Starter.
Trade him.
You've got obviously a lot of other random starters that, you know, Tristan Beck and the Roots.
Trade
and,
him.
Yeah, sure.
Trade
it's easy
him.
To say. Matos, Luciano, Camilo Duvall to me is someone that I think is desirable. You know?
Trade him.
You see
what's going on in LA? You see what's going on in San Diego?
LA's going
you see what's going on? You see what's going on in Arizona? Trade him.
I like what the Giants have done this offseason.
Well, they
just keep plugging away.
Wait, how many moves have they made this offseason?
Well, like, think about this.
How many moves have they made, honestly?
They re-signed Matt Chapman. That was the start of racing. So you got a third baseman for the next 6 years, at minimum. Then you've got your shortstop of the future and the current.
Willy Adames.
Yeah, okay. A guy who's also locked in for 7 years. You've carved out a role because you allowed Conforto to go for Ramos. So there's no question.
All right.
Ramos is playing every single day, okay? Obviously, Bryce Eldridge is in the fold somewhere. I don't know where. You're moved Tyler Fitzgerald from shortstop, which I didn't think he was a shortstop, to second base.
I don't even know if he's a second baseman.
Well, we'll see.
The way he's moved. I want to upgrade that spot real quick.
But he hit for a lot of power last year.
Yeah, no doubt.
He was really good.
Morning Jits, question to Bonte. Now that we can look back at the Giants, do you regret not moving Blake Snell for a top prospect or two? See, I don't think the Giants were going to get a top prospect for Blake Snell.
Well, I would have taken anything over nothing.
But at the same time, I would rather keep Blake Snell because the Giants told us they were going for it. Their actions showed us they weren't going for it. So, look, Farhan Zaidi botched that situation.
That was the wrong move. It's okay.
No. It wasn't. Because the wrong move was not committing to one side or the other. The wrong move was not committed to buying or selling. They said they were buying, and then they sold off a couple parts and said, oh, we got the best rotation of baseball. It was bad execution. Again, word of the day, execution. That's the word of the day. We should do that every day, word of the day.
I'll go to my dying graves thinking that they should have traded Blake Snell. He was the most coveted starting pitcher on the market.
Were you going to get a single A prospect to have him in Arizona for nothing? I mean, come on.
This is called asset allocation. When you give up a second round pick to sign a guy on a 1-year deal and you have inclinations that he's not going to sign with you, you owe it to your organization to get something for him when you were mathematically eliminated with a month to go.
Well, you owe it to the fan base and you owe it to your team to go all in if you're going to keep Blake Snell. And they said they went all in, yet they didn't go all in. So it was bad business by Farhan Zaidi, and that's why he's gone. Bye-bye.